We had a million CDs with the biggest artists, Billy Joel, Melissa Etheridge, Josh Groban, and we gave them to military families. We went to military hospitals, and it was just kind of...
Hi there, and welcome in to a brand new week on Celebrity Salute. Dedicated to the men and women who serve our country in active duty, our veterans, and their families. We're here for you. God bless you. We love you. On each episode, we look for people and stories with some connection to these heroes. I am Randy Miller. John Ondrasik, also known by the stage name Five for Fighting, is a singer-songwriter and pianist. He's best known for his soft rock, such as the top 40 hits Superman, It's Not Easy, 100 Years, The Riddle. He also had a big string of hits that aired in 350 films, TV shows, and commercials. He's also a huge supporter of our military and veterans. He's traveled to many, many bases to perform. We are honored to have John Ondrasik on with us here on Celebrity Salute. Five for Fighting. John, how are you?
I'm great. Great to talk to you.
Hey, great to talk to you too, man. And before we get into it, I want to thank you so much for what you have done for our military, for our veterans. That is what our audience is comprised of, active duty military veterans and their families. And man, you've done a lot. Fisher House and Operation Homefront. You performed at Guantanamo Bay. Where does that heart for veterans come from?
You know, I've always had great respect for our military and the freedom they provide in our military families. But I don't have any military in my extended family. You know, after Superman came out and the first Iraq War, I started getting many emails from our soldiers in theater, and it became very clear to me how important music was to them. And, mm-hmm. and in so many different ways, you know, our soldiers would use my songs to kind of escape or pump mm-hmm. themselves up for a mission or reconnect with home. And I developed many relationships with our troops overseas and had the honor of going on some USO tours, and then started partnering with, in my mind, our generation's Bob Hope, my buddy Gary Sinise.
Oh, absolutely.
And doing a lot of shows with Gary, and I'm an ambassador for his foundation. And both of our passions is to recognize, support, not just our troops, but our military families and our first responders. So I'll tell you, you know, the honor of my career has been to perform and meet and hug and thank our troops and our military families. They are the heart and spine of this nation. They provide everything good for America, and I love each and every one of them.
Well, thank you for those words, John. That's so great. And I saw a project that you did in 2007. You coordinated the release of 13 free songs for the military called CD for the Troops, right?
We did. We had a million CDs with the biggest artists, Billy Joel, Melissa Etheridge, Josh Groban, and we gave them to military families. We went to military hospitals, and it was just kind of a thank you. We actually did five versions of it. We had a comedian version. We had we did five versions of that, and then the CD kind of went away.
Yeah, right.
And we moved on to other projects. But yeah, you know, we just try to do, you know, projects and recognize our veterans, and, you know, certainly through the Gary Foundation, there's so many aspects of, you know, the Snowball Express and some of the mental health retreats that we're doing and continuing to do. So certainly it's we still have a lot to do, and we're just honored to do it.
Well, yeah, we've had Gary Sinise on the program many times, and just like you say, he is kind of the Bob Hope of this generation. And the guy is just like... He's got more energy than anybody I know, and it just fights for the troops every single day. You mentioned Snowball Express, which, if people don't know what that is, it's such a cool thing that they do at Disney World, where they take kids of fallen military, and they take them every single year on, they fill up a plane. Now, have you gone on that trip before, John?
I'm actually going to go this year. I've you know, during COVID, we had to do kind of a virtual one, and I've performed, and you know, we've done certain things virtually. But yeah, I'm going this year. I see pictures every year, and it's truly incredible. And yeah, Gary is just, you know, he's there's no one like him, and it's purely from his heart. And, you know, building, you know, probably close to 100 special homes for the severely wounded.
Right,
you know, he's
right.
just unstoppable, and God bless him.
When you get on that plane for Snowball Express, will you please get on the loudspeaker and just start singing your hit, I don't want to fly. I mean, just to freak everybody out.
Sure, yeah.
Hey,
I'll sing a little Superman. Yeah, for sure. That'd be fun.
Your songs have been everywhere. I mean, so many movies, so many TV shows. And wasn't one of your songs also a part of Saturday Night Live?
Well, Adam Sandler did a pretty funny version of Superman. No, it's not easy to be me. which was an honor. That was honor. I was on the floor laughing. And yeah, you know, when you have songs that become parodies for folks, you probably have a song that's resonating.
Right. Well, you also had.
Exactly.
I thought you were. You had a song also in Ambiguously Gay Duo. Did you know that?
You know what? I did not know that, but I'm not surprised. It's like, you know. You have these songs that go out there, you know. I remember I was watching ESPN once, and one of the broadcasters, you know, I'm a huge sports guy, you know, started singing 100 Years, and I fell off the couch. It's like your songs kind of find their ways into places you'd never imagine, and yeah, it's so funny. I love the parodies too. You know, it just makes me laugh. And hey, you know, I'm grateful to have a couple of songs people
That's cool.
know that they can, you know. Provide entertainment or solace or whatever they need.
Huge sports guy. Well, if that's the case, then I'm not going to mention where we're based.
Why is that?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, God.
Home of the world champion, Kansas City Chiefs, back to back.
Hey, buddy. The last 2 years, I have very early put a few dollars on the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because Patrick Mahomes is, I'm going to say it, people are going to hate it, is, before he's done, will be the greatest football player that's ever played. I'm sorry, Tom Brady, but I love Andy Reid. How can you not love Patrick Mahomes?
Right.
And I love dynasties. And, hey, you know, if there's going to be a dynasty, let's have Patrick Mahomes be the face of it because he is a wonderful person and a great example for kids in America.
Who used to be your team?
Well, you know, I grew up in L.A., so we lost football for 20 years, and I'm still a Rams fan. And the Chargers, now that they got Harbaugh, I think are going to be very interesting with mm-hmm. Justin Herbert. So mm-hmm. I cheer for both those teams. But, you know, the nice thing about, you know, football for us in L.A., for 20 years, we could kind of pick our teams and cheer for different players. And, you know, I just like good people who are amazing at their craft. And that's why it's really, how can you really, it's hard to cheer against the Chiefs because, you know, they're good guys. They have fun. And, you know, Andy Reid with the mustache, you know, frozen. I mean, come on. What's better than that?
Right? Exactly. Well, hey, John, we're looking for a male celebrity to join the Chiefs. You know, we got Taylor Swift, so climb right on board there.
Yeah, maybe... Yeah, me and Taylor, yeah, we have basically the same audience, you know, so I think it would work fine. I don't think Taylor doesn't even know 100 Years or Superman, but you know, maybe Travis Kelce can be, maybe I can be the, you know, Travis Kelce's like favorite artist or something like that.
Hey, let's talk about this Music Matters Challenge. This is pretty cool. And is this the first time this has been done?
Yeah, thank you for talking about it. And I think it's something that our military families and the kids of our troops would enjoy doing.
Yes,
because you know people under you know music is so important to everybody, and especially our children. A few years ago, I had the chance to write a song called "Let Music Fill My World" with some Chicago inner city kids whose high school had lost their music teacher. And through that effort, we were able to provide a music teacher with the Tallman family for Farragut Academy for 3 years at a salary of $250,000. And they now have a music teacher.
Wow.
We wanted to take that nationally. And that's what the Music Matters Challenge is. It's something everybody can do. All you have to do is make a little video, tell a story about a music teacher or somebody who made a difference in your life, sing, play, dance, to Let Music Fill My World, whatever artistic expression you have, and upload your video to letmusicfillmyworld.com, and the winner will win $10,000, but more importantly, sit with Kaylee Tellman and I and provide another music teacher for a school in need at a salary of $300,000 for 3 years. And there's a school prize where schools can compete to win a $25,000 grant. But no, really what it is to raise awareness for the 4 million kids in America who do not have a music teacher, because I think we all understand how music is critical, especially for our young kids, for their formative years. And that's what the Music Matters Challenge is all about.
And some individual prizes, man. It's $10,000 in cash?
$10,000 in cash, man. You know, it's like, you know, just make your video, sing the song. And it's fun. I kind of look at it as like the Ice Bucket Challenge for music teachers.
That's cool.
And this is, you know, this is not a one and done. You know, we have this nonprofit, Let Music Fill My World, and our goal is to make sure that every kid has access to music in their schools. And it was so important for me. My mom came in and actually put on musicals when our funding was cut, and the kids in that class, you know, 45 years later still talk about how it was so important in their lives. So I think it's one thing we can all agree on in this divided world, and that, you know, music is not extracurricular, it's critical, and let's make sure every kid has access to it.
How can we not have music teachers in classes? I was not aware of that.
Oh, yeah. No, 4 million kids in America. I mean, unfortunately, with some of the budget cuts, sometimes the first thing to go is the arts, which is certainly, you know, it's important to have the sciences and math and reading. It's critical. But if you look at the metrics, schools that have music teachers, the kids excel in the sciences. The graduation rates are higher. The social kind of experience and ability to interact with others, the discipline you need to learn through music. So I think it's critical that we address that. And I think part of it is educating some of those who make the budgets on the numbers and the data. And that's what we're doing as well.
So if you just go to letmusicfillmyworld.com.
That's it. Letmusicfillmyworld.com. All the information's there.
That's fantastic. John, listen, man, thank you so much. What a cool guy you are. And you're on tour right now, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we're on tour. I'm with my amazing string quartet. We're running across America. Every show we do a song that recognizes our troops, military families.
Oh, cool.
The one song, Two Lights, that really talks about the sacrifice of our military families has been one that has been embraced for your audience, for the folks who haven't heard it. I have a few songs for our troops, you know, Two Lights, Notes an Unknown Soldier, Freedom Never Cries. So there are, you know, there are musicians like me that really understand that without our troops and military families, we don't exist. The freedom we have to speak our minds and write these songs. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell your audience again how much we love and respect them, that we're here for them, and thank them for all they do for all of us, not just America, but the whole world.
Well, thank you, John. And final question, and this is just for me. So how did you come up with Five for Fighting as your band name?
Good question. Well, it was a strange scenario. It was the late 90s, and in the music industry, the sentiment was that the male singer-songwriter was dead. It was Lilith Fair, boy band,
right.
Grunge music.
Right.
And they said, you know, dude, you know, we like your record, but you need a band name. And I was like, well, okay. And I just come from a hockey game, and I sarcastically said, well, how about Five for Fighting, expecting them to hate it? And they said, oh, we love it. And I'm like, you're crazy. It sounds like we should be opening for Metallica. But here I am 20-some years later, Five for Fighting. It's worked out well. I get a hockey ticket in every town I go into, and so it has a lot of silver linings.
That's pretty cool. John, thank you so much. Love to have you back on sometime.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Celebrity Salute. Celebrity Salute is produced by Brainstorm Media and distributed by National Defense Network, with host Randy Miller and executive produced by Nate Herron. Be sure to visit us at nationaldefensenetwork.com. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also say, Alexa, play the National Defense Network podcast.